and welcome to the Pop-Up Podcast from The Devil in Detail. I'm Rob Paxson, and I'm here talking all things Salford Red Devils. It's a big weekend for two of our teams. We'll start with the Wheelfoot Chair team. They were in action this weekend in the Challenge Trophy in Manchester. Unfortunately, didn't qualify for the knockout part of the tournament, beaten the group stage by the winners of the competition, Hereford Harriers, Rochdale, and the finalists, Edinburgh Giants. They were also beaten narrowly by Woodland Warriors. Obviously, a bit of a group of death, I think, looking at it there. But obviously, the team have to be proud of their efforts, because obviously they are a new team in development and coming up against two really good teams in Hereford and Edinburgh. Showed, you know, they've got heart. We spoke to coach Dave Abel after the competition, and this is what he has to say about the team's performance.
Coach's Corner.
Hi Dave, welcome to the show. The wheelchair team took part in the Challenge Trophy this weekend in Manchester. Unfortunately, you didn't qualify for the finals, but you must be proud of your team performance in the last four games.
Hi Rob, yes, we took part in the Challenge Trophy this weekend. Yes, we never qualified, unfortunately, but again, it's another stepping stone onto to where we need to get to. Yes, I'm extremely proud of everyone that took to the pitch. Giving 110% all the time, you can't ask for any more.
What areas were you happy with, and where do you think you could improve moving forward?
The areas I'm happy with, there's bits in attack and defence that I can be proud of. We've just got to be more composed and what have you in attack at times. It seems like rushed and trying to play off the cuff stuff all the time, and we just need to get back to basics, take a couple of drives in, and then expand on the ball. The defence, we've just got slight adjustments that we need to do. Communications is a big part in both aspects of the game, so we've got to focus on being able to communicate with each other slightly better. But apart from that, it's not too bad.
What's next for the team? Are you looking forward to the next challenge?
I believe we've got a couple of friendlies coming up, one on a Tuesday evening down at Warrington, I believe, against their development side. So that should be good. Again, more game time for us to get out and improve ourselves. So yeah, that should be good.
You're always looking to boost your squad. There may be somebody out there who might be undecided about giving it a go. Why should they get involved?
Yes, we're always looking to improve our squad and our player pool. If they're undecided, for me, it's just one of them, get down and have a go. We're a great group. We accept anybody in. Everybody makes everybody feel welcome. Camaraderie between ourselves is second to none. Everybody's involved with it, and we're there to help and support each other, whether they've played before, whether they've not played before, whether they're new in a wheelchair or whether they're not. Absolutely anything, we're not scared to help out each other.
Where and when is training, Dave?
We currently train at Eccles College bi-weekly on a Sunday. I believe the next session is due to be the 28th of April, and that's from 10:30 till 11:30. If anybody can get down, that'll be great. And thanks, Rob. I look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Thanks, Dave, for speaking to us today. And look in the Challenge Trophy this weekend, and we'll speak again soon.
Devil in Detail.
Also in action this weekend were our ladies. They faced Bradford Bulls at the Community Stadium pitches and won 44 points to 4, registering their first championship win of the season. Two tries from Alex Simpson and Jem Myler, one from Sam Evans, one from Summer Harris, one from Maureen Lee Kelly, and Michelle Davis also got over the line. Demi Jones kicked 6 goals. Obviously, more to that game. We'll talk about that on this week's podcast. I spoke to head coach Mike Grady after the game, and this is what he had to say about the ladies' first win in the championship this season.
Coach's Corner.
Hi Mike, welcome to the show. Congratulations on registering your first win as Salford Devils ladies' head coach. An impressive 44-4 win at home to Bradford Bulls. Talk us through it.
Hello and thank you very much. Yeah, really good to register the win. It was a bit of a strange week. for want of a better word. We'd just obviously finished the Challenge Cup against some very good Super League opposition, and we knew we were coming to back into the Championship to play, obviously, teams at our own level. So maybe we put a tiny bit of pressure on ourselves to get the win, to get a performance. But I think the girls were fantastic throughout. To only concede one try after the previous weeks we've had goal lines was a fantastic effort and a fantastic turnaround. So, yeah, I'm very impressed with everything they do at the moment, training and the application towards training, towards games. And as I say, we have done it tough, just due to the opposition, really. But I think I touched on it last week. That's probably set us in good stead going back into the league campaign, playing against some really good opposition. But, yeah, I am impressed with it. And it's really good to get the first win on the board.
What was the most impressive part of your team's performance on Sunday?
I think the most impressive part for myself was just maybe the togetherness we had. Everyone looked like they were enjoying being out there playing together, scoring tries, and we were all congratulating each other. It wasn't just one player, everyone was congratulating each other, and same in defence. I just thought there was a big togetherness yesterday, a big want and a big will. I think to get that result, we've had a tough pre-season, a long pre-season, and a long Challenge Cup campaign. So I just think there was to succeed and get that result yesterday. So that's what probably really impressed me the most.
Summer Harris opened the scoring with a sensational 50-metre break after bursting through the Bradford defence. Then big defence from her caused a Bradford error, which allowed Alex Simpson to race away for her first try of the game. Big contributions early on set the tone for the game.
Yeah, it did set the tone when Summer went through. I think it couldn't have been long on the clock there, only a minute or so, but as soon as she went through, it sets the tone. But it just gives us that bit of belief as well, which we've not had for a good few weeks. We've worked tirelessly and we've been committed and worked hard in defence for each other, done too much of it, hence the scorelines that we've had against us. But that try just gives us that bit of belief in ourselves, in our ability that we can score points and we can compete with teams. So it was fantastic for Summer getting that try. Fantastic for Summer herself as an individual again. Another one that's been great for the group and a pleasure to coach. And then obviously that was followed by Alex as well to race away for her first try. So a big contribution early on, as you've just mentioned, and it just set the tone for the game. And I'm just pleased for the girls, and just want to say that I'm pleased for the whole squad. It's not just the 17 yesterday that were on display. The whole squad have done it tough and they've battled through, and we've got through these last few games in the Challenge Cup. So it was a deserving win for everyone, staff, players, everyone in the squad. And hopefully we can use that as a benchmark to kick on for the rest of the season. We certainly won't be resting on our laurels, and we'll be working hard in training just to see what we can improve on. Every day's a school day and you're always improving, win, lose or draw. So looking forward to this week. Fantastic win yesterday, but that's gone now. And we just need to focus on the coming game against Stanley this week.
Two tries for standing captain Alex Simpson and Jen Myler, both with a fantastic stay, leading the team and coming up with big scores.
Yeah, Alex and Jen were fantastic. Good to see them get on the score sheet. Alex is obviously our vice-captain and she leads from the front. So I expect that, and we have been getting that off Alex week in, week out. And we get that in training as well. So she's brilliant for us, Alex. I'm not really a fan of just pinpointing individuals when we're playing as a team. I just think it was a massive team effort. And I think the whole squad, not just the team that played yesterday, I just think the whole squad deserved that, because as we keep touching on, I know probably sound like a broken record, but it was a tough Challenge Cup campaign and we all got through it as a group together. So I think yesterday was just for everyone, for the squad, for the staff, for the coaches, for everyone that's been part of the journey so far. And it is only one win, so we're not getting excited. We know we've got to work hard, but I just think it was an impressive display from the whole squad and the staff as a whole.
You were 24 up at half time. What was your message to the team to come out and get the job done?
Yeah, it was a bit of a funny one at half time. If I'm completely honest with you, I don't normally say what goes on in the changing room, but yeah, we were 20 points to 4 up, which I was pleased with. Very disappointed with the 4. Thought it was a soft try to concede, but looking back on it now as a whole, considering what we've been scores against us last few weeks, then I'd have to take that one now. But the coach in me is like, oh, I was just a really bit disappointed the way they scored that try. And I was disappointed with our discipline. I think our discipline was poor towards the back end of the first half. So that was the main message at half time. Just stop the daft penalties, just cut the errors, the daft penalties, and we can put a score on these. We were a lot better side on the day. So I just thought it was in our hands, and if we just cut the daft daft penalties, the discipline. We improve that then we go on to win the game, which we did.
You were reduced to 12 ladies after Linda Egan was sin-binned, but your defence went up a gear in that period, reduced Bradford to minimal chances, and you're rewarded when Sam Evans skipped through the Bradford defence to swing a momentum back our way and secure the points.
Yeah, we went down to 12, which wasn't ideal. I couldn't see the incident properly, so I'd have to have another look at it on the video. But yeah, we went down to 12, but it was a strange one really, because I actually forgot that we went down to 12, because we didn't seem to lose anything in terms of momentum, and you know, defensively we just seemed to keep going in the same vein that we were doing. So I think it was on 9 minutes. I was, oh, how long has the sin bin got left? So I think that's a credit to the girls and how well they played, because I didn't actually, you couldn't tell that we had someone sin bin. But yeah, we obviously, I just mentioned discipline, so that does need to improve, and it's never good to get a card. But as I say, I'd have to look at the incident on the video. But yeah, and Sam Evans scored during that period. And again, I've just said about not mentioning individuals, but Sam's another one. Fantastic for the group, for the squad, for the team. Always there training. She's brilliant to have around, and she helps us as coaches and staff a lot. So it was a great reward for Sam. She deserved that try. And we were fantastic during them 10 minutes when Lydia was off the field.
Next up is a trip to Stanley. Will be another tough test for your ladies.
Yeah, Stanley next. Another tough outing, and it's away as well. So it's always going to be tough on the road. But I honestly think, like I touched on yesterday before the game, I'm not really a fan of concentrating loads on the opposition. Maybe a few things here and there on video during the week. But I think for us at the moment, it was a lot to do with us. If we played how we could play, we'd win the game. So again, it's just going to be a case of that next week. We just need to do what we do best, and that's what we did yesterday. So if we can take that same attitude, that same will, that same desire, and the same form from yesterday, then we should be okay. But Stanley are going to be thinking exactly the same. So they'll want to come into the game, and they'll want to do exactly what we want to do with them, and that's come away with a win. So no game in rugby league's easy. It's going to be a tough ask. It's going to be a tough trip, but it's a trip that we're capable of coming away with some points if we can apply ourselves and just perform the way we performed yesterday.
Big thanks for joining us, Mike, and we'll speak again soon. So big thanks for joining us on this pop-up podcast, and we'll see you soon for more Salford Devils chat on your Devil in the Detail.